From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. President Barack Obama's annual State of the Union address is coming up shortly. Public surveys show he is riding a new wave of popularity as the U.S. economy continues its surge. But the president faces a new Congress dominated by opposition Republicans hostile to his call for higher taxes on the wealthiest Americans. Many Republicans are seeking to overturn Mr. Obama's Cuba and immigration policies while continuing to oppose his signature five-year-old national health care reforms. The Voice of America will begin live coverage of the president's State of the Union address at 1:30 Universal Time Wednesday. Houthi rebels in Yemen attacked the president's home Tuesday in Sana'a, the capital. The Shiite militiamen clashed with security forces, breaking a ceasefire agreed to Monday after nine people were killed in the capital. Rebel leader Abdul Malik al-Houthi says his faction is seeking an end to what he calls corruption and totalitarianism in the country. He stopped short, however, of calling for the government to stand down, but warned of further action against it and that could happen. Police in the Democratic Republic of Congo have attempted to halt a second day of demonstrations against a proposed law that could delay national elections, and it could allow President Joseph Kabila to extend his stay in power. Opposition parties have been calling for mass demonstrations and did so again Tuesday as the Senate began discussing the proposed legislation. Earlier on Saturday, the lower house of parliament passed the bill. Eyewitnesses on the scene say Congolese authorities managed to shut down internet service in the capital of Kinshasa, and it also happened in the eastern city of Goma. This is VOA News. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe is demanding the Islamic State group immediately release two hostages shown in a new video. In the video, the group is threatening to kill the hostages if Japan does not pay $200 million in ransom.
You now have 72 hours to pressure your government in making a wise decision by paying the $200 million to save the lives of your citizens.
Prime Minister Abe expressed indignation. The militants released the video showing an English-speaking black-clad person holding a knife along with two kneeling men wearing orange jumpsuits. The militant identifies the men as Kenji Goto and Haruna Yakawa and criticizes Japan for what it calls its foolish support for Western military efforts to battle the Islamic State group. Police in southern France have arrested five Chechens on suspicion of planning an attack. The arrests occurred in the city of Montpellier and the town of Béziers. A local newspaper reports that an explosives cache was also found near a stadium in Béziers. Ukraine claimed Tuesday the Russian forces attacked its military units fighting separatists in eastern Ukraine's Luhansk region. Ukrainian military spokesman Andrei Lysenko says that, in violation of all prior agreements, Ukrainian forces were attacked by Russian armed forces in the northern part of the zone of the anti-terrorist operation. He says heavy fighting was ongoing around two Ukrainian military checkpoints, but the government forces have stopped the advance of Russian troops. The International Committee of the Red Cross is calling on the warring factions battling for control of Donetsk Airport in eastern Ukraine not to harm civilians and agree to a ceasefire. Lisa Schlein has more.
Confusion and conflicting reports persist over who is in control of the airport in Donetsk. Media reports say about one dozen civilians caught in the crossfire were killed over the weekend. The International Committee of the Red Cross says it cannot confirm this figure, nor does it know how many people have been wounded. But ICRC spokeswoman Anastasia Isyuk says the escalation of fighting is putting many people in danger. She says her agency hopes a ceasefire comes into force quickly. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The International Monetary Fund trimmed its global economic forecast for this year, with its chief economist saying the world faces strong and complex cross-currents. The International Monetary Fund is still predicting a 3.5% advance this year and a 3.7% advance next year. But the IMF says both figures are down 0.3 of a point from the group's earlier projections made in October. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.